الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Good Habits and Bad Habits. Alhamdulillah, during the course of this program, Alhamdulillah, we have been listening to which habits should exist amongst us and which habits is a bad habit and we should refrain from. And today is the last topic of this particular series of programs, inshallah. And today's topic seriously is the secret of earning reward, inshallah. Meaning, we do one small action and we get a lot in return, inshallah. What is this secret? We will definitely get there, inshallah. But as per usual, inshallah, we will listen to a beautiful saying, a beautiful waqia, a beautiful story of the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's mentioned that once he was doing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Now he seen one person, and this person, he just continued to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he went to him and he goes, look, do you know anything else? You're only reciting Durood-e Pak whilst you're doing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. The person, he gave a unique answer. He goes, the reason why I'm reciting Durood-e Pak only is because I have seen its true blessings with my own eyes. He goes, what's the reason? He goes, when I was coming here to perform Hajj, I was with my father, but my father passed away during the journey. He got ill and he passed away. Now what happened was, after a short period of time, the body of my father began to change. His eyes began to change. His color began to change. And his body appearance began to change. Now I became scared. I became very afraid because my father, his body was changing. Meaning something was happening to his body and he was just changing. So he goes, look, that night I went to sleep. And in my dream, I saw a blessed individual. This blessed individual was very handsome. He was very beautiful. He came and he placed his hand over my father's body, my father's face. And it's mentioned as soon as he did this, again my father's face became luminous, it became bright. So I asked this blessed individual, Huzur, who are you? You know, I was so worried after seeing my father in the state, and all you've done is placed your hand around his body, around his face, and you made him beautiful again. The blessed individual, he replied, that I am your Nabi, I am the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said that the reason why I have come here today is because your father, no doubt he was a very sinful person, but he would continue to recite Durood-e Pak upon me and he would ask me for help. And when he was during this difficulty, he also called out to me. So this is why I have come, and Alhamdulillah, you can see the state in front of you. SubhanAllah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we learn from this? First of all, this person was a very sinful person. Because he continued to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Alhamdulillah, the same Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who he recited Durood-e Pak upon, Alhamdulillah, it was the same Prophet that came and helped him at the time of need, SubhanAllah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, now there might be someone watching at this moment in time, going through problems, going through difficulties, got many issues, don't know where to go, don't know which route to take, because there's so much problem. Someone's going through a minor problem, someone's going through a major problem, someone's got problems with their businesses, someone's got a problem with their family, someone's got a problem with their parents, meaning their parents might not be well, and on the other hand, someone might have ill children as well, meaning many problems surround us today. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you want your problems to disappear, if you want your problems to go away, then one wazifa, one thing you need to do, inshallah, continue to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, by the blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like we have just heard, inshallah, azawajal, your difficulties, your problems, they will disappear, inshallah, azawajal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, make an intention today, every single day, I will recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And seriously, I'm telling you, this Durood-e Pak, inshallah, azawajal, it will help you in this world and it will help you on the Day of Judgment. Because we have heard many times of how Durood-e Pak has saved a person from the fire of hell. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Definitely you will see blessings in this world, and definitely 100% you will see his blessings in the hereafter, inshallah. Let's all with devotion and muhabbat now recite durood pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, today I'm going to be speaking about such a topic, and it's described as the secret of earning many rewards, inshallah. Let me start off with, alhamdulillah, we hear about Sahih Bukhari, a very authentic book. Let me mention to you the first hadith that is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the deeds are judged by the intentions. Meaning, whatever deed you do is judged upon the intentions. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me just mention one of the most authentic books, Sahih Bukhari. And for Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi to mention this hadith right at the start, this shows this hadith's importance. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn the significance of intentions by this particular hadith. And some scholars have mentioned that this hadith about the intentions is the basic of Islam. It's also been described as one third of Islam. That's how important making intention is. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's mentioned that when anyone writes any book, an Islamic book, he should always write this particular hadith at the start. Why? Because he should always remind himself of why I'm performing this deed. Why am I doing this particular action? Why am I doing this? Is it to please the people or is it to please Allah Azza wa Jal? And dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you look at today, the books of Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, the founder of Madani Channel, Maulana Ilyas Qadri Sahib, if you look at his books today, he has written many hundreds of books, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, and many of them have been translated in English. If you look at the start of the book, you will always see a page, first of all, talking about the intentions. And look, I am reading this book now. It's 20 page booklet, 30 page booklet, 40 page booklet. But what's the intention that I am reading this book with? So it's very important that before we do any action, we stop for a few moments and we make some good intentions. And this is something that inshallah azza wa jal, we will be speaking about today, of how important it is to make good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal. One hadith, one narration that I want to start off with, inshallah azza wa jal. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi rahmatullah alayhi, he writes that when the angels, they take the deeds of us, they take the deeds of the people to the skies and present it in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal says that, oh my innocent angels, this particular action, these particular deeds, throw them away. Now the angels say, ya Allah azza wa jal, we have witnessed this. Because you know, Kiramul Qatibin who write down our actions. Ya Allah azza wa jal, we seen this person. We witnessed him that he performed this action. Now, for example, he read his namaz, he did the dhikr of Allah. Maybe he gave something in the way of Allah. He gave sadqah in the way of Allah. He gave zakat. Now, the angels say, ya Allah azza wa jal, we witnessed this person. He performed this action. And you're saying to us that throw this away? Allah azza wa jal says that this person, no doubt he performed this action, but the intention was not to please me, but the intention was to please the people. But on the other hand, another person now, his deeds are being presented in the court of Allah. And Allah azza wa jal says, oh my innocent angels, in his book of deeds, write so and so action down. The angels say, ya Allah azza wa jal, we have been with him. He hasn't performed this action. Now, for example, reciting Durood Pak. Ya Allah azza wa jal, he never did this action. But you are telling us to write this in his book of deeds when he never performed this action. Allah azza wa jal says that, oh my innocent angels, remember, this person, no doubt he never performed this action. He had a true intention in his heart to perform this action. He got busy, something happened, he couldn't perform this action. But because his intention was sincere, write down the reward of this in his book of deeds. Subhanallah. Now, for example, today what happens is, someone, a muballigh of Dawat Islami, a preacher of Dawat Islami, might invite us, brother, come to the ishtima of Dawat Islami. We say, brother, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, I will be there today. I will see you at the gathering of Dawat Islami. I will listen to the speech of the Muballigh, inshallah. Now, for example, an emergency happens. Something happens at home. And Allah forbid. Now, because he had the true intention in his heart, the reward of performing the action has also been written in his book of deeds. Subhanallah. This is Islam. If you have a sincere intention in your heart, inshallah, azza wa jal, the reward will be written down. But there's something that I would like to mention here before we continue and we speak about the different types of intentions, how we can gain a lot of reward. That today what happens is, in person, let's use the ishtima example again. Let's use the gathering example again. Someone invites someone, that brother, ishtima of Dawat Islami takes place. please try to attend the gathering of Dawat Islami. Now he has no intention of attending the gathering. He knows he's not going to attend. But just to get rid of the person, he says, inshallah, I'm going to come. Inshallah. Inshallah, I'll be there. Inshallah, I'll see you tonight. But he has no intention. Remember, this will be counted as a lie. Because he has no intention to attend that gathering. Because he falsely said that, yeah, I'll be there today, I'll see you there. Inshallah. The sin of a lie has been written down. So dear viewers of Madani channel, whenever we make intentions, we must ensure that our heart is present. Our heart, we actually agree, our heart actually agrees with what we are saying as well. We must 100% have this intention to perform the action if we are going to say inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the narrations, alhamdulillah, many hadiths, many narrations, they speak about the importance of making good intentions. It's mentioned that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a true intention is the best of deeds, subhanallah. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlul Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmah, he writes beautifully that when no extra action is required, only an intention turns one good deed into 10, subhanallah. Then it is a foolish thing, that an unnecessary loss, to only make one intention. Now, for example, you are about to wear your shoes. We have to wear our shoes before we go out every day. We wear our shoes. Now, did you know that you can also gain reward by just wearing your shoes? Brother, what do you mean by this? The reason for this is because before wearing your shoes, if you make this intention, inshallah, because remember, it's sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wear his blessed shoes, subhanallah, right shoe first, then the left shoe. Then when he would take his blessed sandals or his blessed shoes off, he would take the left foot out first and then the blessed right foot. Now you're wearing your shoes. No intention in your heart. Just carrying on. But on the other hand, if before wearing your shoes, you make this intention that I am going to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am going to follow this blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by placing my right foot into my shoe first, then my left shoe. Then when taking my shoes off, I'm going to take the left one out first, then the right one. Now, for example, let's say you forget when you actually wear your shoes. But because you had the intention in your heart, you will gain the reward, inshallah. Look how easy it is. Look how easy it is to perform good deeds. But by just wearing your shoes, you can gain reward, inshallah. Now, going to the bathroom for the call of nature. Now, for example, you're going to the toilet. Now, remember, it's sunnah that at that particular time, when you're entering that particular area, you enter with the left foot first, and then when you're exiting the bathroom, when you're exiting the toilet area, you exit with the right foot first and then the left foot. Now, for example, there's one person, just by habit, he enters with the left foot, and when he leaves the toilet area, he leaves by just coincidence with the right foot. There's no reward for this, even though he's acted upon a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if this person makes an intention that I am going to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by just going into the area and coming out from the area in his heart because he's got the intention, alhamdulillah, he will gain reward, inshallah. So seriously, the more intentions we will make, the greater the reward, inshallah. Now, for example, a person, he's having the honor, he's having the privilege of going to the house of Allah, going to the masjid. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlul Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmah, he has written 40 intentions of going to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning one person, he just goes to the house of Allah. No doubt he will get reward. But if he makes his 40 intentions before going to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in other words, he's getting 40 good deeds by just making the intention. Now you might be thinking, brother, what intentions can we make? I'll mention a few of them. Alhamdulillah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has written 40. But I'll just mention a few here. That inshallah, whilst going to the masjid, when I meet a Muslim on the way, I'm going to give him salam, inshallah. Inshallah, if I see a Muslim on the way whilst going to the house of Allah, I will invite him, the brother, let's also go to the house of Allah. Now, let's say, for example, you met no one at all. But because the intention existed, you will get the reward, inshallah. Then, going to the masjid, you will enter with the right foot. Because the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make this intention. Then I will enter by reading the dua for entering the masjid. Then when I go to the masjid, inshallah, I will offer my fard namaz, I will pray by jamaat, I will meet the imam sahab, I will give salam according to the sunnah, inshallah, azza wa jal. I will smile when I'm giving salam. Meaning, you're going to the masjid, you can make all these intentions, And your reward of just going to the masjid can be multiplied by many times, inshallah. So dear viewers, it's very important that to increase our reward, we make good intentions. And before I continue, moving on with other intentions that I can make, a short while ago, I spoke about entering the wudu area, the toilet area. You enter with the left foot, and when you're leaving this area, you leave with the right foot first. And then when you enter the house of Allah, you enter with the right foot, and then when you leave the house of Allah, you leave you with your left foot. What's the logic behind this? Alhamdulillah. First of all, it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's got many blessings. But it's mentioned, science is proving this today as well, that the reason why you enter with the right foot is because, for example, now you put your right foot into the masjid first. Now let's say at that moment in time, the angel of death, he came to capture your soul. Now, by logic, when you have got your right foot inside first, automatically if the angel of death comes at that time, you die at that moment in time, you will fall forward, meaning you will fall into the house of Allah subhanallah. And then when leaving the house of Allah subhanallah, you leave you with left foot first. Why? Because for example, you place your left foot. You're about to place it, then you place the next foot, leaving the masjid. Now let's say for example, the angel of death at that particular time, he comes and captures your soul. You will fall backwards because your right foot is back, meaning you will fall back into the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, in regards to the toilet, why do we enter with the left foot? Why do we leave with the right foot? It's mentioned that, for example, now you place your left foot into the area, the toilet area. Let's say at that moment in time, the angel of death comes to capture your soul. At that moment in time, you won't fall into the bathroom area, but because you've got your left foot there, you will fall backwards, meaning you won't fall in the toilet area. But on the other hand, when you leave the bathroom area, when you leave the toilet area, at that time you leave with your right foot first. Why? For example, the angel of death came at that moment in time to capture our soul. You will automatically, because you place your right foot first when leaving the bathroom, you will fall forward, meaning you won't fall back into the toilet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah give us this passion. May Allah give us this enthusiasm to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But dear viewers of Madani channel, we are talking about making good intentions and increasing our deeds, inshallah. Another thing that by necessity we have to do every single day, alhamdulillah, and it's a great karam of Allah, is we eat on a daily basis. Now, for example, there's one person, he's got his food in front of him, just starts eating, munching away, eating quickly and just finishing it off. But on the other hand, at that particular time, you stop for a few moments and you make some good intentions. I'm going to eat this food, so inshallah, I will gain the strength to do the worship of Allah. Then I will eat according to the sunnah, meaning I will sit on the dining mat and I will eat according to the sunnah. I will eat with the three fingers, inshallah, meaning you can make many intentions there. Now, for example, alhamdulillah, it's been mentioned before and you hear this on Madani channel, Ya Wajido. What's the blessing of this? It's mentioned that before eating a morsel of food, if you recite Ya Wajidu at that time, when this morsel of food enters and goes to your stomach, it will become noor in your stomach, inshallah. So one intention you can make is, whenever I eat, whenever I put morsel into my mouth, I will say Ya Wajidu. Then if you're eating as a group, you can say that, you can make this intention that I'm going to keep saying Ya Wajidu loud, so the people also remember as well. Meaning so much intentions that we can make before eating to increase our reward, to double our reward, to triple our reward, inshallah, azawajal. But it's all about the mindset, inshallah, azawajal. Now, for example, you're eating with your family, or you're at such a ishtima, a gathering, or you're eating with your friends, for example. And what happens is, the tray is put down first. You're starving as well. All those sitting around as well, they're starving as well. You make this intention that, ya Allah, azawajal, I am hungry as well. All these people are hungry as well. I will wait for a few moments, inshallah, azawajal, and I will give the chance to these people sitting with me, my family members, my friends, etc., etc. I will sacrifice for a few moments. I will give them the plate first. I will allow them to put it into their plates first. I will give them the tray first so they can start eating first, inshallah, azawajal. Inshallah, you will get a reward for this, inshallah. Now, let's say, for example, you made this intention in your heart that, ya Allah, azawajal, I will sacrifice a few minutes, a few moments, inshallah. I will allow the other people to start eating first. Now, let's say, for example, someone on the dastakhan, someone on the dining mat forces you, the brother, you're going to start first. You're going to put the food. Now, you can say to him all you want, but he says to you, you're going to start first. But dear viewers of Madani channel, Because you had the intention of sacrifice in your heart. Because you had this intention in your heart that I'm going to give others first. Even though you have started first, by the mercy of Allah, you will get the reward, inshallah. That's how easy it is. Now, alhamdulillah, on a daily basis, we go to work as well. Now, some of you might be thinking, brother, what reward can I get there? For example, inshallah. Now, you're driving to work. Before starting the car, I will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inshallah. Then, when I get to my workplace, inshallah, I will work with full trust, inshallah. Whatever my employer says, which is according to Sharia, I will do that thing, inshallah. When the time of Salah comes, I will read my namaz, inshallah, azawajal. Whenever I have time on my break, I will do the dhikr of Allah, azawajal, inshallah. Then, I will also earn a halal livelihood to provide for my family, inshallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, remember one thing. You spending 7 hours at work, you spending 8 hours at work, you spending 9 hours at work, alhamdulillah, azawajal, you are getting the reward. Your book of deeds is being filled with reward. Why? Because you made good intentions before it. So good intentions can seriously double, triple, 5 times, 10 times increase the reward, inshallah. But it's very important. Make your mindset as well. That inshallah, azawajal, after today, anything I do, inshallah, azawajal, I will stop and I will make some good intentions. Now, for example, you're about to go to sleep now. Now, you're about to go to sleep. What intentions can you make there? Ya Allah, azawajal, I'm going to take a rest. I'm going to go to sleep. So tomorrow when I wake up, I can read my Fajr namaz first of all, and I can spend my day doing your dhikr of Allah. Meaning you spending your night sleeping, this will be a form of reward for you as well, inshallah. You wake up in the morning, make an intention there. Ya Allah azawajal, inshallah, today I will read my 5 daily salah. I will recite 313 times Durood-e Pak. I will read at least 1 ruku of the Holy Quran. I will, inshallah, azawajal, speak to my parents properly, inshallah, with love as well, inshallah. I won't be disrespectful to anyone. The more intentions you make, the greater the reward. Now, for example, you made this intention that, inshallah, azawajal, today I'm going to go to work and I'm going to earn a halal livelihood. Now, something happens, you're not able to go to work because right at the start of the day, you made the intention. Reward of that deed will be written for you, inshallah, azawajal. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, it's very important that before starting any action, we perform good intentions. I would like to give you one example here before we go towards the end of the program. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahlul Sunnah, who today seriously has revived this. If you look at Amir Ahlul Sunnah Damat Bukatum Aliya, every Saturday he conducts a weekly Madini Muzakra session where he answers the questions of the people across the world. Now, if you look at Amir Ahlul Sunnah, before he's leaving his room to go to the masjid to conduct this Madini Muzakra, he comes to a particular place in his home where he stops for a few moments. And he's reading something. Now, what is he reading? This is a whole list of intentions that he is making there before he is going to conduct the Madini Muzakara. Because he's got the mindset. And he's given millions of people around the world to make these good intentions. He's given us the mindset. Then, when he actually arrives at the place where he's going to conduct the Madini Muzakara session, what happens? He doesn't start his speech straight away, no. He makes good intentions. He makes the people sitting and watching on Madini channel make good intentions, because they're going to sit there for 2 hours. They're going to sit there for 3 hours. He's making them make good intentions. So them sitting there for 2-3 hours, their reward can be increased and they can get the full benefit of sitting or watching the Madini Muzakara, inshallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, inshallah, azawajal, whenever you do an action, inshallah, now an example I'll give you here. Madini channel. Alhamdulillah, please continue to watch Madini channel. Madini channel is that channel that it will change your life, inshallah. It will change your household. It will change the life of your children. Now, what happens before any program of Madini channel starts? Alhamdulillah, the banner comes on that this program is about to start. But before you start this program, watching this program, let's make some good intentions. This is Madini channel, alhamdulillah. So it continues to remind us. So dear viewers of Madini channel, another thing that I will mention, that if possible, try to get your children to this habit. And one way you could do this is that try to put note across your household. Now, for example, the place that you eat, try to put a paper there, writing all the intentions that you can make so you remember these intentions, inshallah, azawajal. Now, you're about to leave your house, write some intentions of what intentions can I make before I'm leaving my house. You're about to enter the home. Now, what intentions can you make before entering the home? Before entering the home, first of all, I will, inshallah, azawajal, enter reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I will recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I enter the room where my family is sitting, I will give salam to my family, inshallah, azawajal. These are some of the intentions. Then when I see my parents, I will look at them with a merciful gaze. This is a form of reward as well. Meaning you can increase your deeds by just stopping and making some sincere attention. And I spoke about parents and looking at them with a merciful gaze. Someone might be thinking that, brother, what do you mean by this? Now, there might be someone watching and they might be thinking that, brother, you spoke about merciful gaze, looking at your parents with a merciful gaze. What do you mean by this? The reason for this is because it comes in hadith that when you look at the face of any of your parents, whether it's your mother or father, with a merciful gaze, Alhamdulillah, he is awajal, Allah gives you the reward of one hajj, Alhamdulillah. And the Sahaba, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if one person looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 100 times in a day, he will be rewarded with 100 hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahim, Allah is the most merciful. If someone looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 100 times in a day, inshallah azawajal, he will get the reward of 100 hajj, inshallah. So dear viewers, Alhamdulillah azawajal, today's episode, we have heard very briefly about the secret of earning reward, inshallah azawajal. Before starting any action, let's start by making some good intentions. And Alhamdulillah azawajal, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Ilyas Qadri Sahab, he has written a book called this topic as well, Secret of Earning Reward. Inshallah, my humble request to you is, if possible, obtain this from Maktabatul Madina, your local Maktabatul Madina store. Or if not, log on to the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Under the book section, inshallah, azawajal, you will be able to find this booklet. And shall I tell you some amazing news, inshallah? This booklet will be free to download from the website of Dawat Islami, meaning that so much effort goes into writing these books. But all these hundreds of books you can download free on the website of Dawat Islami, inshallah. So this booklet, inshallah, Secret of Earning Reward, inshallah, many things are written in this booklet of how we can increase our reward, inshallah. In this booklet is even written, now, for example, now you're about to pick up your phone and you're about to phone someone. How can you increase your intentions there? How can you get reward there? Now you're about to meet someone. How to meet someone, inshallah, azawajal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, before you start any permissible action, inshallah, stop for a few moments, make some good intentions, inshallah azawajal, your reward, it will not only double, it will not triple, it won't be multiplied by 10 times, but as many intentions you make, inshallah, that's how much good deeds you will gain, inshallah azawajal. So may Allah azawajal give us the ability to adopt good habits and stay away from bad habits. And no doubt, making good intentions, this is a good habit, and you know, not making any good intentions, definitely this is a bad habit. And it's something that we should try to remove from our life and make good intentions, inshallah azawajal. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.